Hi, this is David Alsobrook, and this is Understanding Your Spirit, Lesson 4. It's been a great encouragement to me the last 4 or 5 weeks. I have heard from no fewer than a dozen of you who have told me by email, by phone call, or by letter, David, I am actually beginning to see the reality of what you are speaking on, not just the last several months, but for the last number of years since that transformation occurred in you, where you speak of that inner reality of the kingdom of heaven, where you talk about the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, where it is not external based, meat and drink, physical based, or mental based, psyche, the Greek word for soul that Paul used. It's not psychological based. It's not ego based. The false sense of self that virus, that egoic virus that has infected all of our race, the result of sin and disobedience that Christians are always trying to reform, trying so hard to make better. A mind based sense of me that I've been trying to make better, to improve, self-help improvement, using all kinds of scriptural principles, but trying to fix the wrong part of me when God has birthed in me a spirit. There is a spirit in me, birthed by the Holy Spirit, which is my true nature. And this true nature already has everything that pertains to life and godliness. As Peter said, that this true nature in me already has righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. As Paul said, this true nature in me, it is that treasure hidden in my field or my earth that I have discovered and sold all that I have. I've given everything away of what I esteem to be valuable, necessary, or helpful in my natural life. I've just let it go. I've died to self, as the old timers used to say, in order that I might experience this pneuma, this spirit. And remember, the word spirit, pneuma, means blowing air. Pnev is air, ma is flow, flowing air, like breath is flowing air. Wind is flowing air. It has no boundaries. It has no form. It has no limitations. And of course, this is why most Christians reject the whole teaching of Paul on spirit, soul, and body, the pneuma. They can understand the psyche, or psyche as many of them pronounce it, the area of the soul, mind, will, and emotions. The grasp, the soma, the physical body, of course. We live with it, we're born with it, we die with it. And we're always very aware of our body and our physical limitations. And because we're in a society that prides itself in the mind and mental achievement, mental attainment, we have been lost in our society's mores of better education. And as we've pointed out again and again, there's nothing wrong with improving the mind, using the mind as a servant. But the mind, because of the carnal realm in which we live, it's not content to be a servant. It wants to be a tormentor, a torturer. It wants to be in charge of our lives, and sadly, it is. It's in charge of most of our lives. And the carnal mind, as Paul said clearly in Romans 8, 6, and 7, the carnal mind, he says, not subject to the law of God or the rule of God. And it can't be. He goes on to say, neither indeed can be. He goes on to point out that the carnal mind is enmity against God. This carnal mind hates everything that God is for. And we see how it permeates all of society. Do we not? We see these crazy, insane behaviors of different members of American society that belie any sense of logic or common sense. even the realm of common sense, which is part of the natural mind's reasoning. It makes no sense there. But all it is an outgrowth of the carnal mind. And we've all had our fair share of problems with the carnal mind. But there's a better way. You don't have to fight the carnal mind. In fact, it's like a computer receiving an entirely new operating system. And what the rules were before in the previous operating system may not apply at all in this newer dimension, this better running computer. And that's what your spirit has been given to you for. And Paul goes on to talk about the spiritual mind. Do you mean it is possible to have a spiritual mind? Yes. And he said the spiritual mind is life and peace. He also said to spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. And the spiritual mind, in contrast to the carnal mind that's not subject to the law of God, the spiritual mind is the mind subjected to the pneuma, which abides in this kingdom of God dimension. What is a kingdom? A kingdom is a place where one authority is in charge. It's not a democracy, but a kingdom. Jesus is the king of this kingdom. And with Christ as your head, the mind of Christ begins to function, and the spiritual mind of life and peace becomes a very wonderful, wonderful daily enjoyment and nightly enjoyment, because you don't suffer from nightmares, you don't suffer from worry. I read a saying by Mark Twain the other day. He said, I have had many problems in my life, all of them in my head. Well, we can relate to that, can't we? Mind-based problems. And the beautiful thing is when you're operating in the pneuma, living is pneuma-based, you just don't have these overriding concerns. Like with me in the body. Yes, you know I've struggled for over 2 years with, the ear, nose, and throat specialist at Southern Hills have said I am the worst case that technician has seen in the 3 years she's practiced there. And in my spirit, of course, I know Yahweh, Rapha, that Yeshua HaMashiach bore our infirmities. By his stripes we are healed. I have experienced his healing power on many occasions and have seen him perform signs and wonders in other people's lives. And yet, some of you have said to me, who've been around me, David, I don't know how you can stand living like that. Well, actually, it's because of this constant peace flowing up from my belly, permeating my whole body. Yes, I'd rather enjoy normal breathing like everybody else I know. Other friends of mine, or my youngest daughter, she suffers from sinus allergies, but a way that can be controlled through antihistamines and she can take a hot steamy shower and it clears her right out. I'm using a pure mist filter over my face and sitting there and breathing through that different times throughout the day, the body making all of this extra mucus that has hindered me so often from even recording this or going out in meetings, and it causes the body to feel like you are sick. You feel like you have a terrible cold, and you can take all kinds of health remedies, which I have been faithfully doing, all of the many natural helps, which I'm thankful for. And I am doing better. I'm stronger. My immune system is stronger. My body is becoming more energized. And still, this continual problem, until they say the only thing we hope can help is surgery to correct your breathing passages, deviated septum, the rhinotic spur, to unblock the upper sinus cavities. And we hope that's going to be a real way for you to be become more manageable of this. And yet I know that God's way is divine healing and health. So it has been me even coming to becoming willing to accept. And they told me this, you know, way back. But I've been looking to the Lord. When you've experienced an instantaneous healing of what could have been a broken bone, and you've experienced a hematological report confirmation of healing of EBV, and you've experienced the making of a brand new heart to where the EKG shows, you know, something wonderful has happened. And when you've gone from your vision being very fuzzy to instantly being cleared and no recurrence since, I think that was 2005, when that miracle of healing took place, you're slow to want to look to, you know, surgery to correct a problem that God could do instantly. And, you know, many minds have thought about this and advised me on this. And I appreciate their hearts, because people, they want to help. And people have been so kind to send me health products and things which I take. And I so appreciate these things, and others are advising me of this or that or the other, or some over-the-counter remedy. Just get Claritin, you'll be fine. It's really quite humorous, you know, when you're taking things that are much stronger than that by prescription. And you tried Claritin and all the other over-the-counter things years ago. Anyhow, it's all easy. What I'm trying to say is, even though there are problems in the body, problems in the finances, problems with wanting to travel and preach, difficulties in going out to minister, even though there are these things and all of that, there's such a hope inside that transformation experience, what it was the freeing of the control of my mind over me, so that my spirit, this wonderful reality of living out of my pneuma, walking in my pneuma, being attuned to God. God is pneuma. And this pneuma he birthed in me is so we could have direct contact, direct conscious awareness, so I could enjoy Abba in deep and wonderful fellowship and communion. There just isn't the resultant depression that ongoing physical trials would bring, or financial shortages would bring, or problems in other areas of this earthly life would bring. What a testimony of God's grace that this is. And this is what God desires for each of us. And what I'm so happy to tell you is that you can live this way too, if you aren't. Maybe you are. I hope so. But if you aren't enjoying living in this dimension all the time, this true kingdom of God within you dimension, this reality of the kingdom of light, this beautiful, peaceful place, and it's not dependent upon circumstances being right. It's not dependent upon earthly situations, family relationships, economic provisions. It's not dependent upon those things for the continuation. It's just so wonderful to live this way. I just so desire in me that everybody I know, every Christian I know, I know so many Christians that they struggle with the mind, and they so easily believe the mind, and they live with areas of depression and trauma, past trauma, and insecurities, and all sorts of different emotional quagmires that they find themselves steeped in. Oh, I so desire that you could experience this glorious liberty, and you can. You can. It's already yours. It's what God has already provided for you. And that's what we want to get to for the heart and the meat of this message.